All right, so dusted off all my circle models the other day. Decided to play against Colin, who's playing Makeda. Managed to clear charge lane for Dahlia and Scarith. Got him primaled, charged in, hit with four attacks in a row, needing the final one to put her down and miss that final shot.
So that was one time you needed snakes to hit.
Yeah!
Good.
You still need to work on your delivery.
We'll get it down, everybody.
To be David Caruso.
Oh my gosh, that actually reminds
like,
me
what's
the last
point of a Caruso moment.
The last podcast.
Which
you guys did the joke. The last one. Yeah,
yeah.
That I was
18.
On.
Yeah.
You guys did the joke, mm-hmm. and then you edited in the yeah from the show.
Yeah, we said we were going to.
And then after that was this yeah.
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 I just thought that was really goofy.
So that,
we do that a lot.
So okay. That
wow.
Every time, in fact, actually.
Oh, man.
I usually leave those in, yeah.
That Caruso moment was brought to you by Balake on the forums.
Nice.
So isn't it Blackie?
I have permission from him to call him Balake.
Balake.
Because we were all like talking about, how do we pronounce his name? It's actually just Black. But I was just like, I think it's pronounced Balake. And then he agreed. That was acceptable.
That sounds much fancier.
Yeah.
So if you have a Caruso joke that you would like to submit to us to read on the air, please email them to davidcarusoowned@gmail.com or PM
literally any of us.
Any of us on the mom boards, and we'll get them. We got a few in the tank. So if you have submitted yours to us, they maybe coming down the line, so
or not, because
I mean, yeah, we're
Trump
pretty
might say no.
We're pretty critical about them.
All right, that's a great message, but maybe we should intro this episode sometime today.
I love
today.
That we say we're really critical about them, and then some of the ones we put out there are just so bad.
Not since people have submitted to them.
All right, so okay, the headbutt one was probably the best one. We
I wanted
ever had.
To add the blurb in here. So, bienvenido.
What?
No,
what
episode
Miami.
Are we on?
Hello and welcome to episode 19.
Yeah, that's
19.
Bienvenido in Spanish.
That
means hello.
Hola.
Anyway, hello and welcome to. It's been
no. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, hello and welcome to episode 19 of Muse on Minis Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Yeah.
Bueno.
That's bueno. Oh, my name is Crump, and I play
Signar. First time we've ever podcasted, apparently.
I'm Colin. I play Signar.
I'm Fox, and I play Crix.
I'm Adam, and I'm playing for Thornfall.
I'll believe what
you
I
lie. Dirty liar.
We got Dojo tonight.
Whoa!
Who are you?
This is Lance. I play Kador.
About those spoilers.
I know. Got to put it out there. I'm so excited.
By the way,
first
now,
up.
Now that I think about that joke that we did, I don't actually like it that much.
You just told Balake you don't like his joke to his ear holes.
No, it's not the joke. It was the delivery.
Oh, hindsight is 20/20. Let's move on.
I'm saying the caster would have been better if it was Rakesh.
Whatever.
I feel
all right.
Like we can make a joke out of the
let's
hindsight.
Move on and be smart about this.
Yeah.
First up, we have a little bit of an announcement. War Machine Weekend tickets are up to buy on the internet.
Oh, holy cow.
Unless you're outside the U.S.
Unless you're outside the U.S. because...
But they're working on that.
They
are. Gonna put a
Carl put up a post saying that they were fixing it, so it's almost ready. Also heard that he has a handful of tickets to give in case something like that happened.
Quick note.
That's nice.
The most important thing that I probably just cut Colin off from saying, though, is they will sell out, and they are going to cap it this year, so get your ticket and get your ticket early. I actually had to buy my ticket and might have to not be able to go.
I mean, you cut me off. I wasn't going to say that.
You
I
could just
say, I already have my
me.
Ticket and screw all of you guys.
Well, I bought my ticket.
Point.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Congrats, buddies!
I actually had to message Carl. I'm like, dude, do I need to buy a ticket? He's just like, no.
I
was like,
oh, okay. I can't wait until I qualify for War Machine Weekend, and then he has to refund me.
Nick, if I... You just like walk up to Carl, like, first thing, you're like, where's my money, Carl?
Where's my money? Just go with a baseball bat, just start wailing
where's
on him in the
money?
Knees. Where's my money? There's no money, man.
But yeah, if you haven't ever been to War Machine,
I mean, the
Weekend,
real joke there is me qualifying for War Machine Weekend.
Yeah, we just glossed over that to make you feel better about yourself. But sure, throw yourself under the bus. It's
if,
all right.
Yeah, if you have not been to War Machine Weekend, do it. If you can afford to take the time off,
do
it's
it.
It's definitely one of the best War Machine cons, if not the best.
But I'm gonna go out there, and obviously I haven't been to all of them, but it's amazing, like absolutely amazing.
Will Pagani says it's not a con.
It's not a con. It's War Machine Weekend.
Yeah, it's Carl Con.
Yeah.
It's Carl Con. I like it.
It's better than any con you'll find.
It's so much better.
You don't have to mess with the like anything that has to do with a con. It's literally like come straight up War Machine 24/7. Well,
yeah,
not
24/7.
No, I mean, it's actually 24/7. At least it is most years.
If the
I don't know about no, it depends about the venue.
Yeah,
actually.
The room was open all night last year.
Okay.
So yep.
As were all the little game and modding rooms. Those were open the entire weekend.
So basically, War Machine
Could not
weekend.
Find those.
They're last year, anyway, there was one big hall that had like the big tournaments, like Last Chance Qualifier and the Iron Gauntlet. And
75.2 caster.
Yeah.
That's where I got my second place trophy from.
I forgot about that. Yeah, and then there's...
Do it. Every year you get a chance for a 75.2 caster army. Do it. Two and drop.
Do it.
Do it.
I mean, he's
going
to play in last chance if he's not qualified.
Yeah.
So.
If I,
fine.
I mean, it's going to be the most grueling tournament ever. Because last year there was, like, what, 172 players?
I imagine they'll probably split it into flights.
And last year, they, like, the people that were qualified didn't play in it.
Right.
But now they actually can play in it because there's a seeding system for the top, what, is it 32 players now?
Oh.
So there's a seeding system so they can actually play in the last chance for points.
Yeah. To, like, possibly move up in the ranking. Like,
yeah, it's irrelevant. And
why would being a higher
know.
Ranking matter?
Because the first player will play against the 32nd ranked player.
Yeah. Oh.
So, like,
and the 32nd. The first player might be better than the 32nd.
It's irrelevant, and I highly doubt anyone who's already qualified is going to play.
I bet
it.
You there will be.
I might be missing a surgery lab to go.
Right, whatever. This is all irrelevant. Go to War Machine Weekend. Buy your tickets. Buy them now. They're on the internet.
They might be sold out by the time this posts, but we'll see.
I doubt it.
I highly doubt it.
All right.
But first off,
we hope you have already bought your tickets.
Yeah. So I mean, most of the Muse guys, except for me and Adam, will not be there because they will not have bought tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Except for Chad and Nick. Oh my God!
So yeah. It's going to be us four representing Muse. Yep. Nobody else. And Tom Wan. We know Tom Wan probably bought it. I mean, he's just on TV.
He
just
on
called
Facebook.
Him Tom Wan.
I'm Tom Wan.
Tom Wan.
The G is silent.
Tom
no,
is now
it's
from
Wan.
Mexico. He is. He's from Mexico. He's very exotic.
Yes. Tom Wan.
So Mexican. He's Asian.
Tom Wan went to Tom Guan. Oh my
God. No, it's Tom Wan.
I actually
Tom Guan. I'm calling you Tom Wan now.
Take a sombrero to like the next time I see Tom Wan and just.
Oh my
hey,
God.
He'll be
wow.
here in like a week.
I won't be.
We won't be.
Oh right. Yeah. Okay. So first up, we have Dojo.
What? Everybody loves Dojo.
Yep.
No.
That was like a question Dojo? Like,
yeah, it
what?
Was kind of a question.
Man, our Dojo is pretty questionable.
Usually.
It's actually extremely questionable.
Mine is straight up legit every
today's.
Time.
Yeah. Today's specifically is pretty questionable.
Yeah.
Mine is first on the list, so... We have Siege with a Squire, a Hunter.
This is not the list I thought you were dojoing.
No. We have Siege with a Squire and a Hunter. We have Gaston with a Galleon. Junior, Reinhold, Dougal, Jakes, Epic Alexia, Black 13th Rangers, and Lady Anna and Master Holt. This list is so much fun to play. Nick's mind is exploding.
Yeah, I mean, at least you have the correct Alexia in the list. So, that's a step
who's
up.
The Power 12s?
So, like, the basic, the, like, sweet thing about this is the Galleon's drag shot with Siege, Explosivo, and then Artillerist can be Rat 7.
Just take a... Oh, under feet turn? Or you? Oh, wait, I'm jumping the gun. Keep going.
Is Explosivo just
gun.
Friendly?
Jumping the gun.
It's not friendly faction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just friendly.
Yeah.
Nice. So it makes it an AoE, and then the shot gets plus 3 to hit because of Artillerist.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Then,
okay.
So he's Rat 7 on the drag, and then on the feet, it's a POW 15 harpoon, and it has to deal damage to drag in. So on the feet, when the armor's halved, it auto deals damage to like anything in the game.
Pretty much.
Don't you wish it was just a Primaxium?
No, because the Primaxium deals 1 point. This is going to deal like 10 points when it drags him in.
Yeah.
And dealing 1 point's actually pretty bad on Siege's feet turn. Because then they don't take half damage ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So this list is actually just super fun to play.
Hmm.
From what I can tell, it's not fun to play against.
From what I can tell.
No,
I have a great time with it, and everybody hates playing against
it. So I don't.
No kidding.
You keep dojoing these lists that have like Gaston and a Galleon and Signar, and whenever you come to one that you settle on, this is the list because your other list was like PK and you like Dragon their heavy and then kill their heavy with Stormwall or something. Yeah, that's got the perfect name.
It's the perfect storm.
No, there's a way better name.
What is it?
You drag whatever you want to kill to your army and then you kill with something else and the name of the list is Hook 'em and Book 'em.
But that's not my style of list names.
What?
Mine are all movie references.
That is pretty close to it.
Hook 'em and Book 'em.
Lance, Hook 'em and Book 'em?
No. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No, Hook 'em and Book 'em is like a catchphrase from like a TV show, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something.
No, it was like Dragnet, something like that.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an actual catchphrase, but it's similar to it.
It's a cop show. The first one that comes to mind is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Law and Order, you mean?
Don't get me wrong. It's a fantastic show. But
yeah, it's definitely from SVU.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, book 'em
and book 'em.
Law and Order Miami.
Are you actually, like, seriously playing this list?
I am seriously playing this list.
You played
list
it yesterday.
It's actually really, really fun to play.
Are you playing it at the qualifier?
I don't know.
Are you playing Signar at the qualifier?
I am playing Signar at the qualifier.
Okay.
Maybe. Can't let you guys know what I'm playing.
Sure.
I mean, it matters to me.
No.
Then I'm just going to yawn cast.
So what do you guys think about this list?
So let's see. And
I mean, I'd like a Marfo's called Marcus, Siege, Hook 'em and Book 'em, Brisbane.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
No input, though?
No, I like the list. It seems like it would probably struggle against infantry swarms like Crick's, maybe, but your other list, since this is Signar, probably got that covered really well, at least in spades.
Actually,
probably.
I actually don't know if it struggles as much against infantry swarms as you might think.
I mean, the Hunter doesn't do, like, diddly squat, neither does the Galleon necessarily, because he, like, the shots aren't as good, because it's only POW 6 blast damage, but, like, none of it's boosted.
It's POW 7 blast damage.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I liked your PK list a little bit better.
Yeah, because that PK list was amazing, and you're spoiling it for next week.
I do like that one a lot more, because, like, the infantry half of the thing is just fixed, because it has P-Kane in it.
Yeah, Kane does it himself.
Yeah.
So let's put that up. We're just going to put a bookmark in that right here, and we're going to come back to that next week.
Well, no. I mean, we're saying it now.
No.
Like,
no, we're putting a bookmark.
The list is known.
Tune in next week. Tune in next week.
Take Colin's exact list, except cut some models, replace Siege with P-Kane, and replace whatever the battle group is with Thornwall.
Yeah, so about this list, there was a few things I was thinking about changing. One of those is I really want Ragman in the list, because when you have Ragman and
a Reach Galleon, it's
straight
money.
So when you're like pulling things in,
why? I guess I mean a couple of things that just catch my eye is like the main one is like why Jake's
is the Rangers just for. Let's see. My other question is the Rangers.
The Rangers is like you 100% take the Rangers when you're playing Siege.
Okay, yeah,
like
it's Rangers for Siege.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's for Siege. It's for Jake's. It's for
Black 13.
Black 13.
It's basically for
ground pounders. This actually doesn't look that bad against infantry.
No, yeah, I was asking if they were just for ground pounders.
Siege is actually like a lot better against infantry than people I think give them credit.
What's Jake's guns?
Just the hand cannon.
It's 12-12.
That's why I'm kind of curious as to why she's actually in the list.
It's so, just one, though,
it's,
right?
It's just one. It's the reason why it's the same idea that I took from my old Siege list, which is just my actual Siege list, which is just basically as many boosted POW 12s as I can get. And so I had 3 points. I was like, I'll fit a boosted POW 12 in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not. She's just a super solid piece. I still have Gaston in there with 2 hand cannons for late game.
I mean, I imagine he's probably going to be allocating all.
Oh, yeah, most every turn. In the game that I played, it still came up, like, super late game where there was Annihilators in my face and I had an opportunity to kill with, like, Junior or Gaston, like. And then it was actually, because I played this list against Jed, one of our local Scorn players, and it was actually kind of funny. There was a situation, like, at the end of the game, he was like, well, I don't know how to kill a Legallion and then also deal with Epic Alexia. Like, I don't know if I quite thought about just kind of how big of a problem she was, because every turn she was making three solos.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How are you possibly getting that many souls and her not dying?
Because they were collecting from Annihilators, and I was taking in all of his heavies. One turn.
She can stay
far. Does that kind of blow your mind?
Regardless.
How far away can she collect? Nine?
It's nine inches. Nine. But what happens is every turn she got charged by Annihilator, which she's def 15. I only left her she was left in range of one Annihilator each turn. And so the first Annihilator is mat 7. Mat 7 against def 15, so needs 8s of hits.
I could see her moving up and getting her bubble on, like, the front line of them, and then having Black 13th just blow all of them off the table, or whatever.
She gets the front line, Holt shoots 2, kills 2.
Yep. Yeah.
And then
you have Jakes, Dougal with the quad iron.
Also got a Hellfire off on the front one. It's actually...
I could see her collecting things, and then still, depending on how people space their infantry out, they could be a little bit behind it and not be able to get to her. I mean, she could be shot.
It's when you're going up against a melee.
It would depend on your matchup. Sure. I think there would be options for having it happen.
Sure. Just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, when the things that threat, like, super far in his epic Mikado list is his heavies, and he wants them going at a galleon instead of at Alexia.
Did they ever cast spells at you that she could, like, disrupt or anything like that?
No. She only has Stranglehold, so...
That game was also majorly different. You were telling us on the car ride down that he hyper-aggressived on turn one.
Yeah, he didn't have a full grasp of what the galleon does.
Oh.
And so he hyper-aggressive forward on turn one before I'd activated my galleon.
Oh.
And then I got to drag in bronze back and kill it.
Gosh.
Whoops. And then turn two, he just kind of felt like he was a little out of options.
Right.
And so he charged Mullet Karn to kill a hunter, and then... failed to kill the hunter by one because he had some unfortunate dice. And then Fate Walkered back and just kind of left himself in threat range of the galleon. And then galleon got him.
You said you were thinking about there was things that you wanted to remove. I understand kind of why everything is in this list. What did you want to get rid of, or what were you looking at getting rid of?
So I want to make points for, like I said, Ragman.
Sure.
What I'm thinking about getting rid of is Aeon and Holt.
Okay.
Because even though, like, Holt gives me a gun that I actually really, really want, and Arm is extremely good, but when I'm pulling Thanes into the galleon, most of the time those Thanes that I need, or that I'm pulling in, are out of or Ayana's threat range to harm them.
Would it be worthwhile against, like, multi-wound medium-based infantry to be able to harm them to make sure those POW 12s really put down 8-wound models or something like that?
It is definitely much better against, like, things like Meat Mountain.
I guess I would almost prefer that kind of insurance versus not. And then having the harm if you really just want to make sure whatever you're hitting is effing dead.
Yeah.
But
In different matchups, it'll be different, obviously.
Right. I'm trying to think of where else. The Black 13th, I don't mind Black 13th because they're really good at infantry clearing, but you could maybe put, like, Harlan Varish and Ragman.
You can't put Harlan Varish and Ragman.
Oh, right, no.
Turns out Thamorites and
Alexia, Morrowind. yes, I forgot.
Well,
sorry.
Also, turns out Ragman is a Thamorite.
Yes, both of them are.
And he's a Morrowind.
Sorry, I just was thinking of ranged.
Come on, Lance, know the fluff. Jesus.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, you never mind. I'm not even going to comment on Dojo anymore.
No.
I'm trying to engage him on.
I'm just pointing
out. Yeah.
Because I tried to do that before.
I know. We've even done it on this podcast on the air before.
Because War Room allows you to.
Actually, does it anymore?
Yes, it does.
No, it's. Still? Well, it won't let you do it now.
Oh
finally. How about, finally.
The names will just show up red for some reason.
Well, you can still add them. It's just before you go to touch them, the name is red. Mm. So it used to never do anything like that.
Can you
then you're just left thinking, why the hell is this name so red? I don't get
can
it.
Signar can take Kel'Balok, right? Or no?
No.
No, they cannot.
No.
But they can take Alton Ashley?
Yes.
Yep.
That's not a bad option. He's got a big gun.
So then
Ragman would be your 4-point.
And I'm assuming Alexia is in here for some sort of anti-magic reason.
She's in here because, like, if I ever go up against, what's her face in Circle? Morvana, Epic Morvana. So that way I don't Sunder Spirit, even though it's pretty tough for what's-his-face to die to Sunder Spirit.
No. Yeah, I would not.
But it's something I'm always worried about because I'm a Kane player.
So yeah, Siege is not armor 13.
Yeah, I know he's not armor 13. But so, I mean, it's still, I think it's something still relevant with a Colossal that you don't want it to be like parasited or, you know, anything like that.
Because that's something I was kind of thinking maybe is like,
oh, she is so baller with Siege though. Those little solos on the feet do so much.
Yeah, well, you could potentially, like, just, I was thinking about potentially just swapping out, like, Jakes and Alexia, and maybe finding, like, a point somewhere else, and putting in, like, the Gunmage Calf, because they're really good with his feet, and they're, like, a guaranteed, like, Pow 10 duder, and then, like, if you still have Harm in the list, then you can annihilate medium-based infantry really well on his feet turn. It's basically, like, boosted hand cannons.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really not terribly afraid of medium-based infantry with this list. Like, I think this list will do just fine against the Meat Mountain. Like, because you still have boosted POW 13s from the Galleon that are RAT 7. And you still have a POW 15 drag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not... It puts out one... Like, theoretically, it puts out one less shot than the Stormwall that I have in my regular list. But all of my shots are one POW higher. So I'm not terribly worried.
Yeah,
And it's not Siege giving the Stormwall focus.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't know. I think...
I mean, you could put it on Jakes if you wanted to do something similar. I mean...
I mean, the reason I kind of wanted to do that is because then you get... Like, I think if you do that, your tipping point to, like, being able to annihilate infantry just, like, goes over the cliff. And, in addition...
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying.
It also makes more money out of the Rangers because you have more things that actually get affected by Mark Target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's basically, like, is Alexia worth it? And then, if at that point, like... It's like, would you rather have Alexia or this unit of, like, Gunmage Cav?
Would you want min unit or max unit?
Probably a max, actually.
Is that 9?
It's 10.
10?
Are they 9 or 10? I think they're 7-10.
Who, what?
The Gunmage Cav.
Gun Blazers?
They are 6-10s.
Oh, that's weird. Not 7-10?
They're 6-10s.
Okay, then I might do a min unit.
Yeah, min unit's actually
6.
I assumed they were cheaper when you bought more.
I actually never... run more than a min unit with them because I found with their range 10 guns, you just kind of get more, unless you're playing like Kane, like P Kane, you'd normally just get more out of just a min unit.
Yeah, I mean,
fair enough. I've been trying that a little bit with the Outriders to try to see if I can make a min unit work. I like it. I mean, it's fine. I guess I usually do it for attrition standpoints. So even if you murder a couple of my Outriders off the table, I have three more things doing damage versus one.
It's or the whatever same it idea.
Yeah.
Especially since they have, like, Electro Leap. And so, like...
6-10? Yeah, it is 6-10. I just checked it. It's really weird.
What are the
Prize,
others?
Son.
I don't know.
No, just right. Usually, I raised a 6-9.
Just usually for most units in the game, the point per model decreases when you take a full unit.
Yeah.
That's typical.
It's 6-9 versus, like, 7-10? Is it 7?
Oh, my God. Give us an Errata to make them cheaper. I love that.
Grey Lords are 6-9.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, it just didn't make any sense to me. All right, it's fine. I don't know, maybe the daughters are different.
No,
I don't know.
I'm just stating
doesn't matter.
Most units in the game follow that
trend. Yes, I agree.
Daughters are 6'10 also.
6'10?
So weird. It's weird.
Okay, whatever. we learned something new today.
I mean, I guess it's because they were just like, well, would you want to... Like, I guess nine. They felt like 9 was too cheap for those ones.
But not for Grey Lords?
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems a little off, but okay.
But yeah, I like the list. If the reason I don't love the reason you have Alexia in there for.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mean, she does a lot of cool stuff for you. I mean,
like Nigel's had, like his complaint with Alexia and how I've played her, is because he feels that if there isn't like kind of a unit in front of her shielding her, then she's gonna die.
Right.
Right, which is why when you said in Jed's game that she just got to make like a bunch of weapon masterpieces, I was just like, what?
Yeah, it was.
And how? Because she usually like makes 3 and then like survives by the skin of her teeth or dies.
Like the reason why was because every turn he was only able to get one Annihilator to her. Just because she's kind of playing
That's just a weird placement thing. I think
yeah.
more people could probably get more on him. maybe.
Yeah, Jed's not in that.
I blame Jed sucking.
In that current current game, or in the game that we had played.
It's just the matchup. It's by matchup.
She was so far off on the flank.
Right.
That was just how it was.
Some people would be able to dedicate. I mean, if the depending on the matchup, I'm not saying Jed's terrible, but I'm.
Yeah, Jed,
screw you.
But I'm saying the list build, there might be people that could dedicate certain resources to just murdering her.
I actually don't think Makeda 2's too bad of a bring against that list, against your list. I mean,
I don't think so either.
It's you have to play her very, very conservative, and then
I mean,
truly go for the assassination, or you know, he should probably be able to take the galleon off because you don't have any. I mean, you do have the ability to stack armor
too,
but
yeah. I mean, I actually get the chance to snipe out a heavy that I want with the galleon. That's the problem because. The galleon's range is still range 14 on the drag.
Could Malakarn?
I mean, you can't. If depending on Jed's battle group, you actually potentially couldn't hook any of them.
What would scare me?
Yeah, because Tiberian.
Yeah.
No, because they just hold hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold my hand.
Yeah, Tibber seems like a problem.
Wanna hold my hand.
Tibber is a legitimate problem.
Yeah, Tibber seems like
a we had love that you. Problem.
Yeah. You know that Elton is 20 years old. This week.
Wow. Were you also keeping... I didn't get
I
to see this.
NPR.
Did you have Gaston pretty far back? Because my other fear with that... Against,
Gaston was...
Getting Gaston murdered.
Well, no, yeah. Like Malakarn just dancing and being like, 20 points aren't going to do anything else the rest of the game.
Gaston
like,
was 8 inches behind. It was easier to kill my caster than it was to kill Gaston.
Okay.
No, that's 21 points, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, 21 points.
In full honesty, that's something that he probably could have done. Because he outthreats you by miles... And he can't get
hands?
His stuff dragged.
Yeah.
If he plays it smart.
Yeah.
So, a bronze back just walks over and terrible. He's like, Malakarn, hold me. And then, like, neither of them can
Malakarn doesn't have an open fist.
Was that doing an arm lock?
You do an arm lock. The bronze back has
two open
fists.
They
don't both have to hold
buddy.
Hands. The bronze back is just like, Malakarn, I'm grabbing your hand so you don't get F, buddy. And he's just like, thanks, bronze back. You're my friend. I can't hold your hand, but I appreciate it.
And Colin, what did we learn about two-handed throws this last week?
You need to be stronger than your opponent's model.
But yeah, that's actually not something a lot of people are aware of, though, with drags. And
this list still has the ability to shoot off a heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
it does
drag in the other heavy.
It does focus them. It does on the downside of doing that, it forces all their heavies to be close to one another, which can typically be very, very bad due to like scenario and stuff.
Yeah.
But with Makeda 2, when everything's a gajillion miles an hour, I don't think it really matters.
Sure.
Hmm. All right.
Colin, we could roleplay this, and you play Makeda 2, and I'll take your siege list.
Yeah, I'll crush you.
I will destroy my own lists. I'll destroy my own creation just to spite your face.
There you go.
All right.
So I can go into to my
Crumps.
Crumps legit dojo.
It might be legit. It needs more testing.
Wait, is this the same list? That
it's the list that I was playing against Lance upstairs. So the background up to this list is that I really want to make Minotaur work, and I've been talking to James Morehouse, who won Lock and Load, the past few weeks about getting Mosar to work, because both love that guy but hate that guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And came upon the realization that the lower the point level of a game, the more valuable Pillars of Sol become, because they have less attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're soaking up their attacks with Pillars of Sol,
yep,
it's a higher value.
Right.
So that spell gets worse at 50 points, so I came upon the realization if I can progress the game to the end game quicker, then Pillars of Salt get way higher in value. So if I can basically turn the game into a 25-point game as quickly as possible, then Pillars of Salt is sweet.
By killing their army off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally...
On
like
the approach?
As quickly as possible. Or just whatever.
However. Okay.
So, The list is Mosar with all Wolds, which is really weird, but it started out with Megalith and Woldrath, because the Woldrath will help a lot with the plan the list is going to do. Basically, to progress to the end game as quickly as possible, I was planning on casting three Crevasses from Mosar a turn, which just puts him in a very precarious situation, because then he's camping zero.
Yeah.
But three Crevasses a turn from a Fury 8 caster... also with a Woldrath Animus potentially in the play or in play, also a Fury 8 caster that has Isle of Sight, so can get the sweet models that you want. Will kill a lot of infantry very, very quickly. And people say like Crevasse is the best one because you can play around,
read off the entire list, whatnot, you've maybe missed half of it, so
yeah, but I'm getting to it.
Well, you're talking about other parts of the list that you haven't said yet.
Yeah.
As to how you were getting those spells out.
I'm talking about Crevasse.
Okay.
The list is Mosar, Megalith, Woldrath, two Woldrot Watchers, Shifting Stones, Druids UA, and three Gallus Grows.
Okay.
Thanks, Colin. Yeah, I'm done. That's the list. I was going through the process of dojoing.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You son of a
fashion.
Because otherwise you're putting him straightforward and doing the sprays or doing the Crevasses.
Yeah, so
we had not known there were Gallows Grows in the lists, Nick.
Yeah. I was describing the game plan of the
okay,
list.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You gotta have a plan. About having a Fury Zero caster, the rest of the list is going to save my 14-14 Zero Camp caster from death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are druids in the list that serve multiple purposes. The main one was to just screen Mosar and make it so he can't be targeted by spells. In addition, they're just sweet with the Woldrath because of his animus. Then, because I don't want to actually have Mosar way up in the game, I have three Gallows Groves that usually intermix with the druids.
Mm-hmm.
And three seem to actually work well in our game. They were dying off about as quickly as I wanted them to. Like, they didn't just, like, insta-die, so I couldn't do the Crevasse plan.
Right.
Basically, I need to be able to kill all of their infantry with the Gallows Groves before all the Gallows Groves die.
Right.
So there's, like, there's just this weird game plan of just, like, Crevasse everything to death. Yes, we have accomplished 25-point lists. Proceed to cast Pillars of Salt to victory.
Right.
So yeah, Megalith can cast a fourth Crevasse. People say like Crevasse is very easy to play around because you can just face your dudes, whatever. I don't think that's true when there are four of them a turn. It just seems
you're going to eventually get to somebody.
Yeah, like each Crevasse will clip at least probably two or three guys.
Right.
But yeah, and because Megalith, or because Mosar is not Balder, there is a unit of Shifting Stones on the list solely for healing the constructs, so they aren't crippled all game.
And occasionally teleporting like Megalith forward to sweet spots.
Yeah.
Or the Woolrath.
So
I just thought I'd use Adam's joke.
That was the list, and I had 10 points floating, and I initially wanted to put in Wold Shrimp. But then I thought harder on it, and if I'm going with like a zero camp caster a lot, having shield guards is sweet. So there are two Wold Watchers on the list, which may get switched out to Wold Shrimp at some point. I'm not sure yet.
So they're 10 or they're 5 points apiece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in our game, my game against Lance, I didn't have them close to Mosar because he didn't have enough guns that like could actually threaten Mosar. So they just got to like go and pump stuff and shoot stuff with fertilizer guns, which is fine. They do
and block other shots to things you kind of wanted to protect a little bit, just forcing me to shoot again, more resources into killing things.
Do they shoot poop?
Yes. No, they shoot magical energies into somebody. And it causes them to poop themselves in a tree immediately.
And to burst into a forest.
Oh my God, I love those guys.
So, in all truth, I think the more you play it, you actually might find that you really enjoy the Wold Wrathers.
I feel like the Wold Wrath will probably get cut, actually, very shortly.
did I sour your taste on him a little bit?
It's just it's a big points investment. Like, I could just have two heavies instead.
Yeah, that would have been a lot harder for me to do anything too.
So, like that,
might just get, like, it may just become like two Riphorn Satyrs or something.
What happens once you play against somebody with Crippling Grasp, Nick? Or Parasite? You're screwed.
I have Druids in the
list.
Yeah,
he has Druids. So.
Damn it!
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah. I mean, I the main reason I wanted the Wilderath in the list was the game plan of cast all the crevasses a turn, because it makes it just super reliable when they're magic 8 and 3 dice to hit.
Plus, you're maneuvering people wherever you want them to with the druid pulls, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is nice for you to set up the crevasses you want.
Yeah, you're also crowding them with pillars, because they have to come in and kill the pillars. So. Yeah.
So, it's definitely very weird. Mosar is so complex of a cast. Oh, this is the interesting thing about the list, is like, Mirage, you don't really, like, use in the list.
You had it for one round.
Yeah,
and
but,
then,
like,
unengage your druids, and that was about it.
But the design of the list, like, when I was dojoing it, I was just like, screw that spell. Like, don't need it. We're just gonna, we're gonna open gates to hell and drag everybody in. And so Mosar is such a freaking difficult caster, because he's, like, wants to take infantry, but his Fury 8, and then... Like, he just has so many, like, contradictory things, and you can play him so many different, like, ways.
Yeah.
So I think there might be a lot of merit to this, because you just play him... Like, everyone usually tries to play him sort of multiple ways at the same time, and it ends up with him just being kind of crappy. Mm-hmm. So I think just, like, focusing...
Like,
you
can do a lot of things, but master none of them.
Yeah. So I think just focusing all resources to do one thing at a certain point in the game, and then... just completely transitioning to the other game plan means he just gets to, like, do this really well until doing option two is really, really good.
You did that in the game.
It's kind of the Vlad Battle plan, really. It's like the, I'm going to support everybody. What? It's time for me to do work. Okay, switch.
Yeah, except Mosar is just like,
I'm not saying Mosar is going to be Vlad. I'm just saying it's that same mindset where you can easily walk into a game and say, which of these two options does this round merit? Mm-hmm. And you do that thing, and then when it needs to go to the other one, you just switch.
Yeah, it to that like extent, I actually kind of like it, because it feels a lot like a control deck in Magic, because I'm just like, basically just get to the point in the game where I want to be via doing what I have to and hoping to survive.
Yeah.
Like in Magic, you're just like killing all their stuff and like trying to not get killed in the process. And then you progress to a point in the game where you're just
where you're
like,
at two life and
where you're
you
just
have
like
complete control of the board.
Yeah. You're just like dead, but you can't lose.
Right.
Like you are so close to death, but you are just in complete control.
Oh my gosh. Those are the best times ever.
Yeah.
Where you're at two life and your opponent's just
hopefully
like,
Mosar never gets to two life though.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. In Magic terms.
Kel Balok's just like tap, tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
Then tips his hat, whistles, and walks away.
I like the list a lot in concept. I'm not sure about the pieces yet.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It was an interesting exercise to play against because of the constant threat of Crevasse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were playing like a...
It was kind of a shield wall army. It was Irisk to shield wall kind of extravaganza with Man of War Shock Troopers and Black Dragon IFP and Rifle Corps, Iron Fang Covenix all over the place, a couple Juggernauts and stuff. So it just, again, not having a lot of ranged options other than the Rifle Corps, which ended up doing, I mean, a fair amount of work themselves until late game. Even in late game, they did some cool stuff, along with a mortar crew.
That's kind of actually one of the reasons I want Shrimp in the list, is because Caress is so good against shield wall units that when you're playing against someone with shield wall units, they may be like, oh, that spell's so good against me, I'm going to elect to not shield wall my guy. So if I have Shrimp, then they're just like,
slowly ramping up the damage and I can hit you all day.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know which one. Keeping that old man alive will be...
The Shrimp would have been harder to deal with.
Yeah, in our particular matchup.
Yeah, in our particular matchup.
I
don't know if it would.
So much fear of that little old man dying. So.
Yeah. I can see a lot of people manufacturing ways to murder that guy.
Mm-hmm. He's a 14-14.
Yeah.
Yep. And 15 wounds. Yeah, boy.
With the Fury system, so, I mean, like...
Yeah, but I'm camping zero, son.
That's also one of the things.
Fury. You were camping one the time you needed to during that game, because I straight murdered you 15. You're like, oh, I'm dumping that off to the only beast that still has Fury on him after maltreating him. That's another thing. I mean, having the shrimp in the list takes off your ability to maltreat other than just the wrath and the...
Well, I put in maybe other heavies. Yeah.
Other heavies. I mean, you just for the sake for options of things to dump damage to.
Yeah.
Because getting one Great Bear on you, unfortunately missing the goddamn charge attack, which pissed me off. But hitting on the second backswing and doing exactly the amount of damage it would take to murder you.
Your guys' dice sort of weren't both.
But the,
he
was also behind a wall, though.
He was over a wall.
So he was
sure.
A 16, 14.
Yeah.
The, oh, crap, what was I going to say?
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail you. But...
Oh, no. This was, I thought it was...
Old Wrath sucks and it needs to be cut. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that might actually...
I,
like, be
cut. I disagree.
Okay. I'd like to see you play it as is for a little while. I think I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give us more time.
Just like two Pure Bloods. Pure Bloods progress to the end game really quickly.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, more sprays.
Just like two 10-inch sprays.
Yeah.
And when... Like, it depends on how much you're trying to protect your caster, too, though. It's a little bit easier to protect it behind a giant base model. I mean, there's Druid Clouds.
Yeah.
Right. Druid so, clouds, like, the only thing that would worry me are the matchups that are traditionally bad for Circle, anyway, which is, like...
What would those matchups be?
Lilith.
Legion. Epic Lilith. Okay.
Legion.
I think I might switch to Legion.
Eh. Okay. It's fine.
Damn. Yeah. Damn it.
But, yeah. What was the point I was going to make? Crap. Nope, forgot it. Oh, well.
You'll think about it later. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Be sure to interject in the middle of someone else's conversation.
Oh, I will most definitely do that.
Fantastic.
Oh, nope, got it.
As soon as I was going to go on to the next topic.
No, it was...
We got one more JoJo.
So the cool thing about...
Yeah. Next topic, I mean.
the thing that feels sweet about casting three of the Karasa turn with my caster is I'm making... Like, my caster becomes so easy to kill, but if I get really good at protecting him in that situation, then I'm making... Like 100% using 100% of my warcaster's resources every single turn.
Yeah, for maximum effect,
which has a huge value, like a huge input on the game. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, it can force your opponent into bad play. Like, you might have your caster completely protected, but because your caster's at zero,
they're just like,
ooh, I really got to go for this, and then they might end up giving you more resources because they start committing them to an assassination that they halfway through their turn realize.
Yeah, and then I get to two health, and then I can't lose.
I mean, unless your opponent is Adam, in which case they will still get the assassination.
That's how it rolls. All you need is double venom to the face.
Win the race.
Double venom, kill Karchan!
He can't be venomed. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Reward.
Yep.
Well, sort of. But yeah,
well, sort of.
Assuming that guy's dead.
Actually,
he could just target one of his own models.
Suck it.
Who's spell worded?
Nobody. Druid guy? He just can't be targeted by spells.
Right.
Can still be killed by them, though.
So one last dojo?
Well, one last dojo. It's really not dojo because I'm sure that any of the minions people listening will be like,
well, I've already thought of that.
Any of the five minions.
Any of the, anybody else that plays minions might
literally
have
your only choices.
No, but not minions. Pharaoh.
So here's the setup. So
yeah, that's kind of a high number there, Colin.
The reason why I started thinking about this list is we were sitting over while the regular cast was podcasting and Chad was talking about his Gristlepocalypse where it's E-Gristle, P-Gristle, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is absolutely miserable fighting against warders in this type of sense. And I'm like, alright, I've got Rask. And then I thought back to Daikon, and the field that was at Daikon was a very good field that allowed me to take the three lists that I took. So I had, you know, Rask to kind of pretty much cover, you know, any armor cracking, as well as there's many other matchups that are great for him. Mm-hmm. Maelok is kind of the quicks drop, and then my Barnabas list was, can you deal with terror or my second quicks drop? So because of how the field in the finals masters laid out, I thought, okay, what would happen if there was more high armor in the masters final? And I wanted to build a second list that I could bring in and have an option to bring that I could maybe drop, you know, drop out the Barnabas list and slip this in if I needed to, or vice versa.
So this is part of a three-list idea.
This is a three-list idea.
So
I don't think that it replaces the Maelok, and I don't think that it replaces Rask.
No, I don't think so.
But it's Carver, a Warhog, a Roadhog, Saxon Oric, Ashley,
Alton Ashley,
Alton Ashley, three units of Slaughterhousers and two units of Brigands, and it's played in obviously not tier, so it's played so your all of your Pharaoh units get advanced deploy, and this sure. is similar to a list that I used to play. There's not a lot of options when it comes to Pharaoh, so pretty much all
minions.
Minions as a whole. Yeah,
yeah, this just felt like everything Pharaohs
like, what
could
can
take.
I take.
That's worthwhile.
These, are things, yeah, nice yeah, these are things I can take.
Nice dojo. No, but the.
I take my models, the ones I can
the
field.
The ones I can play. So, but the whole idea of it is behind because the reason why you're taking it with Carver is because of obviously Brigands are decent with Carver. He gives you the armor cracking feat. It's not as great as Fury. It's only for one turn. But also having that many units, you actually are able to – that many Slaughterhouser units, you're actually able to deliver the Slaughterhousers.
Yeah.
I personally have never seen anyone actually play three units of Slaughterhousers. I'd like to
Which
know.
Is really strange, I feel.
It's because they're expensive.
Wait, are you sure this pact increases the FA?
I just want to say, because War Room doesn't do dick.
They're FA 3, yeah. It shows pact benefit, Pharaoh models, and it allows me to do 3 of 3.
Okay.
So, Pharaoh, Thornfall increases the FA of all Pharaoh models by one, and then gives your entire all Pharaoh units advanced supply, is what the pact is.
So I don't know the pact, and more Ramon won't tell me, so.
Yeah.
Does he give any other, like, benefits to Not delivering just, the Slaughterhousers?
No,
I'm sorry, I don't know Thornfall well enough to know what Carver does.
His feat makes them, like, 5 dice damage duders.
Cool.
When they charge, which is pretty sweet.
Yep.
And that's basically it.
And the Brigands are really great with him because the other thing is having the Quagmire spell.
Sure.
Is a great spell to throw on Brigands and kind of throw them up as a jam unit.
Can I tell you how much I hate that spell?
It's a beautiful spell. I mean, this is really kind
Look
of a jam list.
It.
But the Brigands can do... You can't... They're not really a screen unit if they're dug in.
Right.
But you can still treat them as a screen unit. And when you have three units, if you play your positioning right, you should be able to deliver them up the board. And then the other thing is they're not really being dropped against a list that you're expecting to be a shooting list.
Sure.
So
this is anti-armor.
Anti-armor
generally doesn't have much shooting in it.
The problem
generally.
Is like Cintherian is just like, hi, pigs.
Yeah.
Takes all your everything off the board.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, that was awesome. I'm glad we sat down to play this game.
Right.
Like
it was fun when I had an army for a second.
Yeah, but there is actually something that Saxon is there because he has to be able to give Pathfinder the Slaughterhouses because there's no other way the Slaughterhouses
right.
can get Pathfinder.
Right.
I really actually wanted Victor Pendrake in there as well, but they're assholes and hate each other.
Right.
Excuse my language.
you're playing a point down, you know that, right?
I know, I'm playing a point down. So there's the where that point could be.
You don't
be.
Have a one-point option?
There's no one-point option.
Oh,
so instead of running a Warhog and
What's
a Roadhog...
guy?
No, nope, doesn't work for Thornfall.
Was he two?
That's 2 points.
And he doesn't work for Thornfall?
Total Hunter?
Like
no,
UA
tar.
To your
oh,
caster.
Yeah, okay, this is what I'm getting into.
Okay.
So the other option is dropping a Roadhog and then having two Warhogs, more of late-game pieces.
Right.
Because you're battened. The beasts are pretty difficult to kill with
sure,
battened.
Sure, sure.
And then adding Targ, because that's a two-point option that I have.
Right.
And because the beasts have to both force themselves and take a D3, him being able to medicate them can be beneficial
right.
late-game.
Right, That's what I was thinking about, if you could find a way to slide him into the list. That makes... decent sense. I mean, and then just those beasts are your last ditch option to do whatever it is you need to do to survive.
So the only reason why there is a Roadhog there right now is because I just love Roadhogs with Carver because of mobility, giving them +2 speed, them being
sure.
able to walk up and, spray 10, fire, continuous fire.
Plus they look like Bebop from...
Yeah.
Bebop Cola.
But I honestly think the two Warhogs... And then Targ might actually be the better option in this list because of how it's built to deliver.
Right.
So. I know. You all wanted to talk about Pharaoh.
No, I'm trying to...
I hate your
I
heavy.
Don't think about him enough to really have a conversation
you hate
about
my
him.
Heavies?
I
hate
my
heavies.
Heavies so much that I think I would probably just not play them. in full honesty.
I would play with no battle group.
No, in full honesty, and just play like a bunch of Razor Boars.
Sure.
Those things might actually be really legit with Carver, because if your army ADs on turn one, right, so if you have, like...
Well, the Beast on AD.
Yeah. But he can your mobility, whole army does. And they can run 16 inches.
Yeah.
Which is pretty far good. On turn one.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just imagining... Because all your stuff is going to get shot off the table.
Yep.
So
that's pretty much what
happens. Quicker you can get it there, the better. So if, like... What? I mean, this is legit.
This is also the reason why I'm bringing this to the table. And in terms of a three-list format where I don't have to worry as much about getting them shot off the table. And actually, part of the reason why I started thinking about this is there's a lot of conversation on the Minions forums about, like, why aren't pigs competitive? And the reason why is because they don't have options.
Because they're pigs.
Or what do they need to make them competitive?
You know how stupid pigs are?
I honestly...
They're actually really smart animals.
They're actually really smart.
Yeah, they're actually really smart. I've seen them as pets. As house pets.
So, but the whole idea behind this list is actually trying to build four lists or more, because I have a fifth list that I've got on the back burner of Dojo.
And just like...
To be able to bring to... a three-list format, looking at the field, and then being like,
uh-huh.
These three are my best because of the field. These three are my best.
That's a really good
field.
Way to look at it, I suppose.
You know, instead of thinking like, these are my three lists, set.
Yeah.
Because this is all I have, and this is all I normally play.
And all I've practiced and whatever else. I guess the question would be, yeah, getting practice with five lists. But yeah, you could...
Oh, I'll get the games in.
Are you still playing your 15 games?
10 games a week!
No, he's not.
I never got to the 10 games a week.
But you play a lot.
I do play a lot.
I'm really impressed with the amount of play you have.
He set the bar high and then he tried.
I'm really impressed / jealous because I don't have the amount of time to play the games that you're able to play. But
yay, hooray for not having a job.
Or being married.
God, way to rub that one in my face, Lance.
What? He's married to War Machine.
It's true.
There you go.
It's a very...
And I'm cheating on War Machine with
your wife.
My wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like your idea with the Razor Force, though, Nick.
I don't know. I just... God, those heavies.
Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
So much garbage.
But with Batten, what are the lessers?
What about Rorschach Brine?
They go up to 17. They go to 11. If you Batten, the lessers go to def 11, arm 17.
Yeah, they're
not very good either.
They're super solos.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what they are.
I mean, it's 2 points for a armor 17 model with like
12. I think it's 12 boxes.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Like, it takes more than 2 points.
They have 13.
You can take Rorschach Brine, right?
Yeah.
14 boxes.
Oh, one more than Rotom, and they're broken as balls.
Would they have any benefit in there?
My old list actually used to take Rorschach Brine. My old list used to take Rorschach Brine.
Right.
I used to play him in theme, and then I switched him out of theme because the advanced deploy kind of gives you a chance to maybe get to deliver your
right,
army.
Right.
And I really like playing it outside of theme because he doesn't give you... I don't feel as though his theme force gives you enough to put it in the theme.
I might have...
Yeah. Plus, you have no access to Pathfinder for your Slaughterhousers in theme.
So what I would probably do, because I hate the heavies.
Right.
They're just atrocious.
Right.
And with three units of Slaughterhousers and Carver's Feet, killing heavies probably won't be too much of an option.
Right.
So you don't need heavies to kill
or
heavies.
Or a problem, anyway.
So I'd either go Carver with six Razor Boars, three Pharaoh Slaughterhouser Saxon Orc, and two Brigands... And three Brigands, or two Brigands, three Slaughterhousers, Saxon Orc, 10 Razor Wars.
So the one thing that is, I actually own three units of Brigands. I actually do.
I actually figured out how to solve Minions' problems.
Let them work together?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, Pharaoh's problems, not Gators. Gators don't have problems.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Just let them work together?
No. Yeah, except for Paladins of the Order of the Wall.
Yeah.
They created a theme force for Carver that let you make What's-Their-Faces FAU.
Good old What's-Their-Faces.
Slaughterhousers?
Slaughterhousers FAU.
You'd still have problems delivering them.
No, you're taking like 50 of them.
Yeah,
it would be Butcher's theme force with worse defensive stats.
Yeah.
And and slower speed.
But you're going to get at least
and no spell defense.
You're going to get at least five there, and that'll kill everything.
So I mean, it would be better
solves
on the merit.
Your problem.
It would be better. Carver always having six fury every turn instead of, spin the wheel, Raggedy Man.
That is a true statement. That is definitely a true statement.
One of these days, I want to borrow. You have Roshan Brine.
I do have Roshan.
Roshan Brine, and what's the beast that gives sprint?
That is a Roadhog.
Oh no, Lance! Stop talking.
And then have it on Butcher 3.
So
that seems legit.
This is the biggest problem
when that model came out. Everybody talked about that. I always just wanted to try it sometimes.
Rorsch's Fury. I love Rorsch. Right. Love Rorsch and Brine. Right. Like, they're awesome. Their fluff is awesome. Like, Rorsch is the most badass mother out there. Yeah. Like, he's
mother
awesome. And
shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Shut your whore mouth.
Shut your mouth. Like, the fact that he's literally, like, shooting a shotgun, lighting a thing of dynamite with a cigar, and gets to do both of those every turn.
Right.
And then is like, oh, hey, let me throw some shenanigans, like, throw this down and dance out of
it
in a different way.
He's like, flashbang, I'm out.
He's like, I'm out. Yeah, and then, like, he's like, oh, shoot, my beast is out of my way. Get back here at the beginning of my activation. Hey, look, we're all together.
The team again,
like,
yeah.
But the problem is, you're like, hi, I'm Fury 3.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to run other beasts with him.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, I like him a lot. I really do. But, like, the brigands are great in this list and in the armor cracking, because every so often you can just be like, pow 20, and then charge on the feet turn and have Quagmire on him, and then so they're mat 8 and actually still get to do work on the feet turn. So
I think I like having 10 right. Razor Wars
over a third unit of brigands. Mm-hmm.
Man, what's it like to have only, like, range 10 CRAs? Ugh.
Yeah, you want to know what's funny? Is that's only range 10 CRAs with Carver. Nobody else gets them.
Ugh.
Because no, for some reason, that unit does not have CRA.
We know.
Yeah.
Just play a unit of Razor Wars.
Yeah, stop your swining.
All right.
Thinking about that combo, again, that sprint combo and cater.
Wobble combo.
That actually sounds really good with.
You could give one of your
Vlad. No,
Jack
Vlad 1, Blood of Kings.
It's only 9.
Sprint,
Nick.
Sprint, charging stuff, and then moving an additional 9 afterwards. Yeah.
Ooh. I feel like Vlad will just die.
Why?
He'll be back. Like
so you're just like, Blood of Kings, kill 2 infantry models, sprint.
and cast a Razor Wind, and then go 9 inches beyond.
Man, that's so worth 18 caster. Points.
Into their cat, so you're just putting Vlad in the middle of their army.
Late game.
You're hoping this
Rorsch and Brine is going to be alive in the late game.
I won't put them out there to be murdered.
So
they'll just be hanging in the back.
Points of my army isn't going to be doing anything until it's like I'm desperate and I need to get my caster on your caster.
Hey,
there it is.
Rorsch has digging. Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Anyways,
I've never played it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Where is it? I'm just thinking
Razor Pores might be legit. Because their other beasts are garbage.
This
like,
is actually
literally
happening.
Just pick them up and throw them in the dumpster.
This is actually happening. I'm going to play that. But it's only 9 Razor Pores.
No, it's 10. I cut all of them, actually.
Okay.
More Razor Bore, more better. So the name of this list could either be like...
More Razor Bore, more better?
No, it could be Lord Carver, Bringer of Most Razor Bore. Esquire the Third.
Esquire.
That's stupid.
Well, his name is stupid.
Will that fit into War Room?
I feel like it should be something like Razor's Edge or something like that.
Oh, man. It's not like a movie.
I mean, it seems kind of sweet.
It is a movie.
It is.
The Razor
Although
Edge.
There will be Fury issues. I guess you could just do them in waves. So, like, Carver activates on turn 1 and, like, mobilities and bends, and then 6 of them just run 18 inches and the others just advance 8.
You know what's really
just
funny?
Like, it's just like this unit that's just going in waves of bacon.
What's really funny, too, is like because they're small bases, all of your infantry can screen them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, you can never play this against like Nick because I hear dogs love bacon.
No,
they don't have bacon.
Sunhammer.
Dogs don't know.
They don't have bacon.
Sunhammer.
Razor boars don't have bacon.
Dude, all the boars
they're pigs.
Not all pigs. Oh, goddammit, they have bacon! You, PP!
Oh, my
Jesus!
Gosh, Adam.
the yell and swear much? Stupidest rule. It's just like, hey, let's just throw this thing of fluff onto here.
Next freaking segment.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to move on.
Dang it.
I think you should call that list Occam's Razor.
Why in the world do they have bacon?
Adam.
He's still talking.
Adam, we're off it.
You don't like
flushed.
Lord Carver, bringer of most razor
Nick.
Bores.
Nick.
I like that.
Whatever.
Nick flushed.
It's been flushed.
Yeah.
I said it.
Better than a flushing soundbite.
It's actually just flushed.
It's actually just dumb watching rants about his stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The faction that he's...
He just keeps repeating it.
Loves. Yeah.
It's good. It has drama.
We're going to move on. We've flushed the subject.
All right. What's up?
We flushed it. We're moving on to what character would you like to see die in the fluff and why?
Everyone in
Pharaoh.
We flushed it at them!
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, they're dead bodies down the toilet.
Are we talking about like one per faction?
No, just who would you like to see die in the fluff and like how?
And
I don't care about...
We're assuming it's like died forever, like RFP'd.
Yeah.
I got
mine. Adam, raise your hand.
Like RFP'd.
Wait. Okay, everybody, just
like
for the sake of...
Done for good?
Yeah, RFP'd IRL.
RFP. All right.
Dang it.
And by IRL, I mean
K-R-L. Yeah.
See, Iron Kingdom's real life.
Yeah.
So what I was actually thinking, I would like to happen...
In the fluff, is it dead?
So we each should say one caster and give a reason why and go around the table. So starting with you, go.
I actually want Barnabas to die because I want for him to die and ascend to godhood. And like, I know he won't get rebuilt as a model, but I want for the fluff to advance in that way. And then I want for Caliban to take over, and like there would just be this whole like extra following. That's what I want to happen. Mm. It's not going to happen, but that's what I want to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Either you guys have an answer.
Foxy got one.
Danegra, I don't care.
Danegra,
she already died.
Dead.
Yeah.
No,
like, we're talking about not existing in the fluff anymore.
Got
like being perma-banned from the Iron Kingdom.
Just so that Haley will stop being mopey?
Sure.
Oh, okay. My God. In that way, I actually really do think that Barnabas dying would progress the fluff the most in Minions.
I know you guys just want to talk Minions all day.
I know you want to talk Minions all day.
Yeah.
Did you see what I wrote on this like forum? This is sparked by the thread that put up on our forums.
No, I didn't see what you put.
Bodliness.
Yeah. The
Bodliness. Oh my God.
Bodliness.
The one I wrote for Kador was
I remember.
Sorsha confronts Butcher about killing her father.
This is all just so
no, it's
trashy.
Awesome.
This is just trashy.
All right. So at least you won. Adam got Barnabas. Colin has Danegra. Just cause.
What? I didn't say Danegra.
No,
I meant Fox. All right, who do you have, Colin?
No, you go first.
You go first.
You go first.
All right, Lance,
one of you flip a coin.
you were in the middle of saying your answer,
right,
so just say your answer.
I was just going through like some.
Yes.
I don't necessarily want them to die, but I was trying to come up with ways that might actually like happen in the fluff instead of just like I want this character to die because blah. So. Who do I want to die in the fluff?
Grail.
Yes. And how I want that to happen
He turns into a turd?
No, he's running through the forest, trips, drops one of his blades, and then just goes right through his throat.
Just
like
really graphic.
It's just written just like that. Oopsie daisies. Stab myself in the
throat.
And
his last words to the heavens is, "Why do I suck?" And then fall over.
I mean,
basically.
Perfect. I love it.
I could actually see that happening.
Yeah.
Wait,
like,
isn't...
Because his hood covers his eyes and face,
so
he can't see where he's going.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my God, my hood. Isn't he like a master hunter?
Yeah, he's Pathfinder. He
trips.
He just manages to trip and be clumsy.
The clumsiest master hunter ever.
Jesus.
Or he's trying to be just like super BA. All right, so either that or in a more BA kind of way where like he's doing this like ninja style, like Spark going for an assassination, like killing a model. Yeah. So he's just like stabs like a Bane Thrall or something and then sidesteps to like a Satixis Raider and stabs it and then like does a
tough check miss.
Does
continue.
No, it doesn't matter if they tough check.
Sure.
So, like, windmill turns after, like, I imagine when someone's sidestepping, they're doing, like, these ninja moves and, like, spinning and stuff. And then just, like, windmill turns into Asphyxius, who's been sitting there, like, with his spear, like, ready to stab Grail. And he just spins into the staff and just dies.
And then his soul goes into his, like, soul cage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then Asphyxius dies because his soul's Cage got poisoned, and then somehow that corrupts him, and then he just dies.
So,
because Grail's so poopy, he just corrupts everything.
Yeah. Does Asphyxius go through this stage of like, should we convert him to the?
No. You just stay there, buddy.
Should we make him undead? No, you just leave him there.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Nick, but like sidestep actually doesn't look cool. It's like imagine the most derpiest straight armed walk you could see.
Yeah,
and then it's just like, oh, hit a model, like you just
what?
Like, it puked, and then. They sidestep.
I mean, that's fine if he just like.
It's like a penguin walk.
It's fine if he penguin walks into his Asphyxius spear. That's fine.
Yeah.
He's like, also
yeah.
okay with that visual.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lance, what's yours?
I'm going to say Coleman Stryker because that guy has zero story plot, personality.
And is a ginger.
That doesn't even matter. It Signard has zero, almost zero need for him other than like a Captain America style guy. So
I feel like if you met that guy, you'd be like, "You're such a dick. Like, why are you such a dick?"
I don't think he's a dick. He's just bland. Like he doesn't.
I know. That's what I mean.
He's like, it's they're out.
Cool thing he ever did in the Flop was just like those Mennites are free to go, burn their ship.
Well, it's Privateer Press's way of just getting Signar out of any problem they ever have. It's just Stryker shows up at the perfect time and murders everybody. That's their story out for every Signar fluff, and I'm just tired of it. I'd rather they come up with something original to get people out of stuff. Get other casters to come in and help with things, not just have Stryker happen to be in the right place at the right time. He just lends nothing to the Signar fluff other than being a Patriot poster boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just they need to get their crap kicked in a little bit.
Well, if it's not Stryker, it's Stryker's ghost. So
right. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's almost like, I think it would rock their kingdom to the core if they lost their golden child.
And then Stryker's ghost comes in and spooks everyone away.
So I don't mean to interject and
Stryker,
add more,
the friendly ghost. But
for some reason, what you were just saying just made me think this was kind of a cool storyline to go with too. Is if somebody ended up killing Thagrosh and became the new like
chosen of Everblight.
If they literally, if he just like. Temple of Doom like rips it out of his chest and like shoves it in his own.
Like I actually think that would be like, I mean because there's some interesting fluff ways that they could go with that. I mean Lilith is probably the one that's been most wronged, but not wronged and can't live without it.
If any caster that currently exists is going to do it, it would probably be Vale.
Yeah, I could see that.
Double cross him or get him caught into something where he's almost
dying.
She
sold out the
Nyss
for
up.
Power.
Right.
Like, she sold out all of the Nyss to...
ascend, essentially.
Yeah, to just be like, I want ultimate power.
Right.
And then, like, still tries to, like, do some things, like, behind Thagrosh's back, and then he, like, catches her and is just like, stop that. Stop that. Just stop that.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't have an answer.
I do have an answer.
Okay, what is it?
I'm going to break the mold a little bit, and it's not going to be a Warcaster.
Okay.
No, it needs to be a Warcaster.
What does it need to be a Warcaster?
Just as what character? That's fine. What do you got?
I want Lady Ayana to die. Because then we'd get, like, an epic Holt.
No, he'd just cry in a corner.
Well, no. Like,
Ayana, my darling.
He's going to be, like, so angry. Yeah. Like, he's going to fail his command check, and he's just going to be angry because he failed his command check.
And then not do anything.
No, it's going to be, like, a badass Holt instead of, like...
A super solo Holt.
Yeah, like super, super solo. Like better than you've ever seen before. He's going to be like 4+ tough. I mean, sorry, he might be even 3+ tough. New rule.
He might be 1+ tough.
He might be range 14 with POW 14 guns. Somehow his guns got angry too.
Yeah, like they're Weapon Master guns and like Weapon Master swords.
Did you say they were POW 14 guns?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Range 14, POW 14.
AoE 5.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, I like it.
I like this.
I like all of this.
His guns shoot like infernos of fire.
Continuous fire on everything in the under the AoE.
That sounds like wild and crazy speculation to me. I don't know.
It sounds like we're setting up our next segment.
Get on. Yeah. All right.
Get on it,
bro. Our next segment, we have a return of one of our favorite segments, and it's actually like our fans... are clamoring for this segment to come back.
By the way, I really feel like you phoned this one in really hard.
You think so?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Just by the name itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our next segment is, What Does the Fox Say?
What?
And that was...
segment.
And that was, What Does the Fox Alexei. All right.
AY hates you so much.
I know. And we're not doing another pyro joke. It's even worse.
All right. And now that that segment is over with, we're going to move on to Colin's wild and crazy speculation corner.
Was there some music?
Yeah. Oh, there could be some kind of like weird carnival music or something.
I was just thinking like going with the one we did last time with the "All ready for this?"
No.
All right. Yeah. All right. It's fine.
So
get on your phone then name.
I have a Signar caster. His name is Lieutenant John McClane Rambo.
I'm pretty sure John McClane would be above a lieutenant. Actually, no, he doesn't need to be a lieutenant.
He doesn't need to be.
He might as well be private. Private.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Private.
Private. John,
isn't he a sergeant in Die Hard? What is he in Die Hard? Do you remember John McClane's ring? Is he just a detective?
No, he's not even a detective. He's just a. I should know this. His name should be like Private Ash McClane Rambo.
Actually, even better, he's so good, he's in Signar, he doesn't need a rank. John McClane Rambo.
Everybody's got a rank.
Whatever.
All right.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this Warcaster.
Focus 7, Defense 15, Arms 17, Tough, and he's Fire Immune.
What was his defensive stats?
He is 15,
17.
Small base.
Focus 7.
He's small base.
4 plus Tough?
No, just Tough.
Yeah, I love casters that can camp to Armor 27.
Yeah,
4 plus Tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
can you kill John McClane, Rambo?
Yeah. He's usually pretty bloody.
Yeah, no, like you can't kill him. Like,
yeah,
he
should also have the rule that if your opponent kills a model before you do, you every turn for the rest of the game you have to say they drew first blood.
Damn it! I missed that one.
That's got to be the name of some ability or anything. But all right, keep going.
He has 2 range 12 POW 13 rapid fire D3 plus 3 guns. Oh my. He's Rat 8 with gunfire, and he has covering fires.
Rat 8?
Yes.
So Rat 10.
Yeah. What's wrong with Rat 10? We have many casters in Signar.
Wait, Rat 8 not aiming. So
he's only range 12.
And then
basically,
range 12.
He's only range 12 until a spell has snipe.
It does not have snipe. It did have snipe. And then I was like, no, that's too good. Let's take snipe away. But
but he has gunfighter.
My thought was that like John McClane Rambo, he would like tear off the Cyclone's guns and be like, I'm just gonna make these better.
Oh my gosh.
Then he just like carries around 2 Cyclone guns.
Okay. By that logic it should still be the exact same gun.
No, he made those guns better.
By loading them with magical ammunition shots that come out of his arse.
Yes. He can make him rune like Mage Lock pistols. But
no,
Mage Lock
pistols have bullets that have runes written on them.
Are you saying it's impossible?
And the pistols themselves are runed, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's magical.
Saying it's impossible to make a gun better.
No, I'm saying it's impossible for him to magically conjure out bullets out of nowhere. This is D3 plus 3 shots instead of D3 plus.
One.
Maybe he's carrying around a bunch of clips and doesn't know how many is in each clip. So he's just like, click.
Have you ever seen John McClane reload? No, I don't think so.
Yes.
Because he doesn't need to. He kills helicopters with cars.
Yep.
Well, Rambo.
Oh, he doesn't have an arrow. I also missed that.
Rambo doesn't.
Yeah, also, Rambo doesn't reload.
Also, why does he not have, like, once per game, like,
or knife?
Once per game, like, thrown weapon or, like, gun? That's just car.
It's just car.
It's called it's car. Just like, it's just, AOE 5 auto knockdown POW 20 to everybody
it's
in the AOE.
Like it's like the Renegades gun.
Arc
right.
Fire.
Like, can only be used once per game, and it's just car.
Yeah. And can knock down flying models.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it just auto kills flying models.
It's auto kill flying models.
Right,
I threw a car at it.
He has improved Cyclone guns.
Mm-hmm.
You said gunfighter, right?
He's a gunfighter, yeah.
See, I was going to put in a rule, for at least for the John McCain portion of it, that when you're at 5 or less hit points, you become gunfighter, with him like reaching back to the gun that's strapped to his back. So he didn't have gunfighter all the time, but only when he's almost near death will he be able to reach back and grab the gun and shoot Hans Gruber in the face.
That could be sweet.
Gunfighter style. But that's that's my
take. I agree with Lance.
Does he have Pathfinder?
What? No, he,
no, he has freaking.
How does
Vulcans.
Rambo not?
How
have
does Rambo
and John McClane not
he's
have
carrying
rapier?
Freaking.
He ran Cyclones. Across glass.
Yeah, and he hurt
himself. And he took a lot of damage.
And kept going.
So it's like
it didn't slow him down.
He's tough.
So he just take like he every time he like every, for every inch he goes through rough terrain, he's just taking D1. One like D3 damage.
Walking on broken glass, it's called. The Annie Lennox song. All right, keep going.
So his melee weapon. He has a knife. It is POW 9, weapon master with decap. I mean, that's
it's just called
fine.
Knife.
Yep.
Wait.
It's Rambo's
with,
knife.
With decap or crit decap?
No, with decap.
With decap yeah, all
just
the time.
Up.
Yeah.
Does it have reach?
Nope. Doesn't have reach. It is a knife.
It's a big freaking knife.
Is he like Matt throwing it? Matt like throw six. Really...
What?
Is he Matt like
we'll
six?
We'll go with Matt six.
Oh, okay. His rat was
just,
8.
Just Matt six. We'll
yeah, go, you know.
I feel like at close
Rambo,
quarters.
Who takes one gajillion bullets to shoot one guy, is somehow rat 8.
Right. Because he hits them at
yeah,
least.
He does hit them all. He just kills 100 dudes.
Every bullet strikes the target. He just puts that many of them into a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Figure, like, yeah.
Wait, all right. Yeah.
All right.
Look at the tape, Nick.
Wait,
okay.
We have a new focus? Rule. Focus 7? He's not random focus. Like,
focus 7.
I feel like he should be random focus.
No.
Because
he's loopy.
Yeah,
right?
He should have arcane dementia.
Yeah.
Because Rambo's got, like, dementia, basically.
Yeah, he does. I'm fine with whatever rules this caster has
as long as
he
has
arcane
dementia.
Well, when PP makes this caster,
agree,
he can have arcane dementia.
All right. That's
right
how
now,
they'll balance it.
That's right amazing. Now, no, he does not.
That's how we're going to balance it.
All right, so we have
after
a new rule testing. Alert. It's called double tap.
Double tap.
If a model shot by this model makes a tough check, this model gets a free attack against that model, ignoring rate of fire.
And it's already 1d3 plus 3.
Double trap.
Or 1d3 plus 1, right?
D3 plus 3.
Does it auto hit?
Well, it's knocked down, so no. Well, it doesn't technically auto hit, right. But...
pretty much anything with snakes.
Yep.
About
it is
bangs.
Actually just anything.
Because he's rat 8.
Yep.
So hitting a def 7 model on the ground.
He's rat 10, like, all the time. Anyways.
Probably.
I mean, he would assume...
Still, anything but
yes.
Snakes, pow, huge. Okay.
Nice. Yep. So,
all right. So you just get a free... Yeah, it's like the double shot on the Grolar, but just with when models make tough checks.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a double tap.
Sure.
Yep. His spell list is Hot Shot, Engine of Destruction, and Boundless Charge.
Mine, ask you.
Arcane Dementia still won't save him.
Actually, Arcane Dementia would potentially save him.
Yeah.
So
maybe not, because there would be...
Engine of Destruction, Boundless Charge, and Torment.
So hot shots on him, right?
I mean, potentially.
Shut up.
We're not even done with this spell list. There's a new spell.
Okay, new spell.
Only 12 boosted POW 13s a turn.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially
I feel like
12.
He should not be able to cast it on himself.
Has some sort of restriction on
it. It's hot not. He can't cast it.
There
like,
you go. All right. He has a new spell. It's called
spell worded.
It's called Now I Have a Machine Gun.
Yes.
Every model in this model's battle group gets D3 or D6 shots with the weapon of their choice.
I like this.
Of their choice.
I actually like that.
Yep.
Choice.
So it's like
from like
a
what
defender,
in the game?
No, just from their weapons, their choice of weapons.
It says each warjack.
Oh.
It's each
model.
Each model in this model's battle group.
So him as
hunters?
Well.
Hunters?
So he gets to make 6
D3 plus 3.
6 times 6, so 36 plus 12. So he gets to make 48 boosted POW 13 shots a turn.
Wait, did I... What? How is it 48?
Because if he gets D6 shot with his gun that has a D3 plus 1...
No.
Sorry,
D3 plus 3.
So 6 times 6 plus 12 36. From his original shot.
6 times 6. Where are you getting... It's 6 plus 6 plus 6.
It's 18. He's saying not the D6 is not an additional D3 plus 3.
So he's not making it with like that gun.
No, it's making it with just a one shot of a gun.
Yes.
A D6.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's meant to just be 6 more shots.
It's a potential 6 more shots.
I think you'll
if he
to,
rolls
I think
high.
You'll have to work on that wording.
All right. We'll work on the wording. PP can work on that wording.
Okay.
It's out of my hands.
But
at
it's
point.
Yeah, but the choice of the guns, the choice of the guns can be taken is just by what's in the battle group.
Yep.
So if you have a hunter and a defender, etc., then the hunter can use a defender shot?
No. It's their own gun.
It's their own gun.
It's just
a defender can use a defender.
Instead of just
hunter can use a hunter.
Here's what it is. Instead of what's that called? Broadsides.
Right.
It costs one less, and instead of taking one shot, you get D6.
What? I didn't say the cost.
That would make Harkovich so much better.
I'm going to guess it costs... Oh, okay. So it costs one more than Broadsides, and instead of getting one shot, you get D6.
Okay, so I'm good with Arcane Dementia.
Yeah,
or modified Arcane
that?
Dementia, where it's a D6 plus zero. So it's just straight D6?
No, it's not. He's just going to get a straight 7 focus, guys. This is my caster. I took the time to make him. None of you gave
but
me
how many,
at all.
How many hit points? You wouldn't want us to.
We're giving it to you now.
How many
he's
hit
got
points?
20 boxes.
Okay,
so
I'm kidding.
At worst.
More, we'll say 15.
At worst, we'll if he didn't 15. Have like a spell list, he's 15-17 with 7 focus in a faction with Arcane Shield, so he's 15-27. So, like, at worst, if he's just those guns, no spell list, no feat. We haven't even gotten to the feat yet.
Yeah, you're okay. Not going to
I hope the
that.
Feat.
No.
I hope the feat is called, like, Die
Harder.
Harder another day. They drew first blood. Rocky 3.
No. No, sadly, I took more quotes from Die Hard than I did Rambo. And his feat is called Yippee-ki-yay, Motherfracker.
Yes.
Motherfracker. Yeah, I can't
sense.
Say the actual
yeah,
word.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean,
it's fine. It's fine.
All right. So the feat is all friendly models in this model's control area gain plus 3 to all their stats for one round.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he camps up to 18-30.
I mean, Terminus does it.
So
no,
you
he
just
doesn't.
Plus 3. Wait. Plus 3 to
Terminus
all
Terminus also
stats.
Does dick for his
all
army.
All stats.
Yeah. Literally.
Every model. Yeah. All stats.
He doesn't fire 18 times.
So he's 8, aiming to 10.
Up to 13. Under
to 12. God, and then up to 15.
Yeah. This, like, I don't see what's wrong with this.
Actually,
it's good.
Let me say this. I think
we should create a tournament. Where it's all the casters calling us dojo.
I get this one.
Like, I pick this one.
It's just who's the boss, but it's just like in Bizarro World.
Oh
yeah,
God.
It's just wild speculation who's the boss. Or you should convince Andy to like have one of your wild speculation casters on the wheel. So whoever gets it just
I mean,
GG's.
Everyone probably just gets yeah, everyone probably just gets like top of 2 or something.
Yeah, or 1.
Or 1.
All right. I think now I have a machine gun should be the name of the feat. And the idea is to just give every model in your army a POW 12, range 12, like hand cannon. You just give
that's
no matter
not a machine gun, Lance.
No matter if they have it or they don't. Because then it just gives even the model that don't have ranged weapons all of a sudden get a ranged weapon.
I love that it was like 6 shots.
It
wasn't
like,
even like strafe D6. It was just like 6
no,
shots.
It's D6.
It's D6.
Okay, all right.
It's all just right, we're just right, assuming the worst.
Yeah.
He's going to roll 6
well,
every time.
Still in that sense, it's still a D6, not
yeah.
strafe D6.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel
which
this
is like,
is broken.
And if you think like machine gun, you would be shooting people next to each other.
Right.
But not in this case. It's like one pop there, one pop to that guy over there, one pop to the guy up front.
Burst fire. That's how you fire a machine gun.
Yeah. Fox got it. Like, I feel like John McClane Rambo would know how to fire a machine gun.
You so. Would certainly hope so.
Not with Arcane Dementia. Anyways.
I do actually want to kind of play a format with all of Collins. Like... God. Casters.
It how many more do we have to do before that becomes legit?
I mean, there's only like 4 currently.
Yeah.
So, or 3.
I think there's 4.
There's Maverick Eagleheart. There's the duck guy.
There's
this guy.
There's Borka. Oh, we did Borka.
I forgot what that was.
It was Bear, or it was not Bearka.
The one where he's
Borka.
Yeah, okay. Where he's got the big bar behind him.
Yeah.
Not just a pig cake carrier.
So there's 4 casters?
But we have to look back through all the notes and see whether...
I mean, we've only done 19 podcasts, Lance.
Yeah. I can't remember how many...
This has been off the podcast for a while.
It has been.
It's been requested to come back, though.
Oh, my gosh, we're almost to 20. I'd like to feel like we had fun in this segment.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun when you do them. So thank you for putting the time and effort into it. We just love laughing. It's so good to laugh at those.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like this guy is overly broken.
And you're absolutely wrong about that, but that's okay.
We should just test him without a spell list.
This guy doesn't even work in the realm of broken. He's beyond broken.
Yeah, he's effectively like Leto or whatever the like.
Like, but
they
like,
spoiled like model rules for like Leto or something a long time ago.
Oh, was
and
it
he
that,
was just the
that
most,
dude?
No, oh, that cool was Voile.
The
there,
math
in a no quarter, they spoiled like Voile.
Oh, the old leader of Menoth?
Yeah, the old hierarchy.
Yeah, that's
that,
the guy.
That, he was that just striker
like,
killed?
He was oh my just gosh, like, that guy was so awesome.
He had like a POW 20 double damage over armor.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like Matt 10. and he has 10 wounds, and he's spell warded or sacred warded, and he has Ancient Shroud, which is the rule the book has.
It was so
awesome.
And
he's like def ridiculous. Like, I think he was like def 17, armor 15, I think. Something like that.
How the hell did Stryker kill him?
No one can kill
him.
That
makes no sense.
That's the point.
What? It's because Harby threw him.
Oh.
His her auto hitting like weapon or something, and then Stryker. It's something like that.
Weird. All right. Well, whatever.
Because like Stryker couldn't hit him. Because like in the fluff, he was just this like unkillable guy. Because any single time where like Menoth was looking at him, he was just like, all of my power is in this dude. But yeah.
That guy was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Colin, I want you to do a wild speculation for Kasak. Kasak. I can't even say his name.
Kasak.
You can't point me in a direction because then it'll go poorly.
This is the god of the gators.
Yeah.
Made it as a caster.
He would be so terrible.
Do it.
Like, just terrible.
He'd be Fury 4.
Yeah. Like, maybe 4.
Yeah, because you enslave us, and now you're, like, flaunting images of it.
I hate gators. I hate minions.
Your battle group is limited to, like, a bull snapper only. And only one of them.
Y'all hearing this.
Anyways, that was it for the speculation, right?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This guy's always good to laugh. He's going to dominate the field once he's playable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like the name.
Once he's playable.
So, John McClane Rambo.
Expect it.
Yep. Lieutenant.
Look for it coming.
Private.
Future.
Lieutenant Private John McClane Rambo.
Lieutenant Private Major John McClane.
Colonel General.
President.
Lieutenant Private Major Colonel General John
President.
McClane. President John McClane. Rambo.
Why not John McClane for president?
Kill Snape.
Go.
Yep. And I think we're going to end the podcast.
When, like, Snape, there should have been like some rock, paper, scissors like
this
thing that got introduced.
Important.
Back when, like,
I mean, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it next time. It's a great topic. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's a better one than the other previous two. Anyways.
Yep. Yep. Well, we're going to end the podcast. Remember to visit the Muse store. You got the website here. I'm blanking.
I'm not saying it.
Anybody?
Come on, Colin.
Save me. Come on, guys.
MuseOnStore.com.
Thank you, Lance.
eBay.
It's a good friend.
Were you
Etsy.
Seriously blanking?
No.
Okay.
He wasn't.
It's a joke now.
Find
it's
us
a
on...
joke now, Adam.
I
find us on Pinterest.
Episodes, you should know this joke.
Find us on Twitbookerist.
Yeah. Also, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yay!
We're not pinning yet. We should pin.
What?
Pin.
Yeah, why are we not on Pinterest?
What is Pinterest?
And Instagram.
He doesn't know what Instagram is. Why would he know what Pinterest is?
We should be
it's
on
a pin
Pinterest
that are interested
and
in.
Instagram and...
I mean, talk to John about that. I'm just the Twitter guy.
You should be the Pinterest guy.
We're on AOL.com.
Yeah, like Hash Brown, War Machine.
We're on GeoCities.
Oh my gosh. AOL just
Mind explosion.
You saying AOL reminded me of dial-up.
We're on MySpace.
Oh, yeah, MySpace.
We should be on MySpace. We could create a, like, mom band.
We should be on Craigslist.
Sure.
Why?
Why would we be on Craigslist?
We're not, anyways.
Well, so that way they can, like, want to hook up with the Muse guys?
Yeah!
Find us on Craigslist.
There you go.
They make sex a long time.
We should be on, like... We should be on like farmersonly.com.
All right.
I don't know if it's just because it's 1 a.m., but that was hilarious. I loved it.
All right.
Oh, no. We're Muse.
Yeah.
We're mom. We should be on cougarlife.com.
Oh, man. Why is that not a thing?
Okay.
I know why.
Cougarlife.com.
I'd like to.
No, why are we not on it?
There's a little section I'm going to read here really quick. Please feel free to tell us how we're doing and changes you'd like to see us work on for the in a forum thread. On the Muse on Minis forums, because we want this show's for you guys, and we want to bring you the best show possible. So.
Posable.
This show's for you. This show's for you guys
you
and the girl.
That was
or did I make it better?
That was so heartfelt and just yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So we want to bring you guys the best show possible.
Also,
so
it says
please.
PLZ. He couldn't have spelled out please.
I was in a hurry, Fox.
PLZ.
I was
no,
in
it's
a
fine.
Hurry.
Gotta
no,
save time.
It's absolutely true, Colin. And people have definitely been already giving us good recommendations as for segments they like, segments they don't like, battle reports, all that kind of crap that we've talked about.
I mean, all I've saw is that we need more pirate jokes.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can all also, you pay attention is to the AY.
Mm-hmm. Also, you
that's
spelled
that's all that posts.
You spelled possible wrong. Anyways,
you also
that's why that's why I said it was posable.
Oh, okay.
That was the joke I made earlier.
Damn.
Yeah, we could do a pirate joke.
Turns out spell check doesn't.
Yeah, you guys can definitely post in the forums. It's a great idea to give us to get give us give us. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah, really it's don't 1 know what a.m. Adam.
Yeah, no. But the other thing too is you can PM us if there's something specific that you don't want to post.
You just said PMS. You could PM us.
All right, I'm Colin.
You can PM us? Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yes, please provide us with feedback.
We've already said this. If it's just, this is like the fourth time.
I'm recapping. Love you guys.
We out. Yeah. We out.
This is Colin.
Fox.
Adam.
Lance.
And Crump.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. An amazing movie.
Did you say date movie?
Yeah, you took
date.
It to
what the hell was
a
date
to
movie?
It?
I took Phoebe that. She even loved it.
Yeah, I don't see why.
No cursing in the pre-ramble.
I didn't know this was pre-ramble.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, this is.
Yifker.
Why are we talking about jokes in the pre-ramble?
Is there a card in there?
Yeah.
Who's? It wouldn't be recording if there were a card in
mine. And by mine, I mean John's.
Yeah, you mean John's.
Okay, so I need to take it off of that. And you need to take it with you. And you need to take the one with your commentary on it, too. All right.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I am.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Saucy
How
Adams.
About Carver's, Dr.
Barbecue
A's.
Pit.
When I get my vet med, when I get my DVM.
Right.
It'll be Doc A's because my name's Adam.
Right.
It's a Carver's Barbecue.
The
Carver's
Doc Barbecue. A Carver's Barbecue.
Watch your language.
Yeah. We've cussed like 20 times in the last
When
month.
They say doctor, don't they say your last name?
Yeah.
First, so it'd be Dr. C. C.
But they could say.
By the way, did you guys notice that there is an old segment back this week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited?
Is it what does the
no,
fox
no.
say?
No, it's not.
I like the name already. It's exciting.
The speculation corner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah.
It's back.
It's all back,
baby.
Yep. We're wild and crazy speculation.
And everybody just heard it, so they loved it. It was probably fantastic. I'm sure we all had a good laugh.
I'm sure I had a good laugh.
Since this pre-ramble happens after
you guys
the episode.
Really tormented because this cast is so good.
As usual.
You're doing this because I talked about naming my son John McClane.
You know what's going to be really bad?
No, I'm doing
I already
this.
Told you my son will be named John McClane.
I'm doing this because I was watching Rambo today. And I was like, man, what would be like the best caster ever? And I was just like,
a mix between
John McClane and Rambo.
No, because then the caster would
the
like,
same name.
The caster would like bitch out halfway through and be like, it's all the same, man. They hit us first. Like in First Blood.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a little
yeah,
bitch.
But.
So I'm going to laugh. I came upon the realization about that new circle caster.
What about that?
It's going to be real awkward when he can't heal constructs.
Why do you think he's not going to be able to heal constructs?
I mean, that could just happen.
Why would... Why?
It just could.
Well, he just spends...
They would force you to take
fury,
beasts
right?
that you cannot heal, besides
yeah,
shifting
maybe.
Stones.
Wait, can he just spend fury to heal like one point?
Nope. You cannot heal constructs.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Oh, that's why they have regeneration.
That's why in that Mozart game, my old watcher is just like running around derping.
Oh, okay.
It didn't have regeneration. Not all of them do. Just like the wardens and megalith. Mm-hmm.
No, literally just megalith.
Oh, just megalith? Megalith
and old wardens. If megalith is there, and they are base to base with.
I thought the gargantuan had rejuvenation.
No, it does in Monstronomicon and in the stupid RPG, and then they made it like a real model, and then they're just like, nope, suck a dick.
Rejuvenation.
Because it would be like 25 points, and
no
one wants to spend that.
I might actually consider playing it, like, if I didn't have to bring shifting stones to uncripple it.
Wait, can't you just shift it forward with the shifting stones?
Yeah.
That was a good joke. I appreciated that joke, Adam.
You're welcome.
Thanks for sharing for the room.
I was thinking about you.
Ooh. Oh, man, the AY was so pissed that you cut off my pirate joke.
I mean, good. I've actually been just thinking about creating a pirate joke where he is the punchline.
The AY?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. He'd actually take that as a compliment.
I mean, yeah.
You wouldn't be burning him.
That's
really.
That guy.
He missed the best pirate joke we could have ever done when we substituted in.
Did it end with, yarr?
Yeah, it did. Remember?
Oh, man.
Oh, the beginning? We had a beginning pirate joke?
No, we
the
had
Caruso
a
Caruso pirate
the
joke?
Orange.
It was the Caruso pirate joke.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wait.
When did that
no,
happen?
No, we had that one.
No,
it got
deleted.
But now that's what deleted. I call a pirate joke?
No.
That one got...
Yeah, that one got deleted, but I don't know...
No, that one got posted, right?
The Yar one.
I don't remember that one at all.
It was the one where Josh was on and like he was playing pirates and the punchline is like pirates failed to kill their caster and the punchline is there.
That's what I call a pirate joke. Yeah. Yeah.
Because of Zerkova and
Yeah,
I was actually expecting when I listened to episode 18, was it? I was actually expecting a pirate joke. Also, I actually did hear that noise that you get in your
head. The Dr. Mario thing.
Yeah,
it's in there.
I heard that.
It's just like
it's hard to cut it out in the middle of
Dr. Mario while we're doing this.
I have no effing idea like what it's coming from. It's only been in the past few podcasts. Mm-hmm. So
oh my gosh,
I'm surprised one of our listeners wasn't like, what the heck's Dr. Mario
doing
in this
podcast?
Adam
has a Game Boy in that beard.
Yes, there is a Game Boy hidden. I'm actually playing Shovel Knight.
It's big enough that it could hide a Game Boy.
It's amazing.
Is that your recommendation for the week?
That is my recommendation. Shovel Knight, amazing game.
You stole my recommendation.
Except for the
from
fact.
The store, right?
The only, no, the you problem is, the store, yeah, you right? have to buy it from the Nintendo eStore. So, but you can also get it for your PC. So you can play it on your PC. It's literally like, it's 8-bit, old school, like Mario 3 style. It's absolutely freaking awesome.
Cool. Oh,
man, now I have to come up with a new recommendation.
It has me off of Titanfall. What?
Whoa! I mean, you've been playing that game straight for like 3 months, so...
Well, that and our internet was down at our house, so I can't really play Titanfall without the internet.
Like Good job, Xbox. I enjoy first-person shooters in small doses of like a month, and then maybe 3 months later. Yeah. And then
Destiny this month? Beta?
Yeah, I've been in the alpha and it has not let me in for the past like 3 weeks.
I didn't think you like first person shooters.
Connect to the
server.
Yeah, God. The other day I logged into Hearthstone for one of the
first times great.
In a while, and like I guess it was a really busy day or something. because there was a queue.
Oh, yeah, gosh. That's how it was last time.
I think is hysterical, because whenever you turn that game on and log in, it's like, pull up a chair. There's always room for another. Just like, probably shouldn't have had that be your intro bit when your servers can't hold all the people in this queue. Just been like, chair my ass.
I thought your chat to me during that was pretty hilarious, where your internet kept dropping in.
Oh, God, that was the worst. I have this...
You would buy into an arena, play a game, insane, get dropped, lose the money.
Insane arena deck right now in the tank. It's a warrior deck with five fiery war axes.
You don't lose it, though. You can't just go back to it?
No, if you disconnect, you lose the game.
Oh, what? Oh, it was during a game.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have this warrior deck with, like, five fiery war axes and, like, two of the all your guys gain charge guy. And then, like, two of the guys that give you a 2-2 weapon. It's just basically all these bananas, like, warrior spells. And I'm just like, well, this is, like, a 12-0 deck. And I just, like, connect. And I'm, like, crushing this guy. And he's at 3 life. And then it's just, like, screen freezes. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Loss. Yep.
Boo.
Yeah,
good job.
He texted me during it. Just like, Lance! Fuck. Oh, my God, my gold! I'm like,
so, you know, that was kind of... That actually, Hearthstone, I haven't ever played it, but it makes me want to get into Magic 2014 this year.
15.
2015?
Stop talking.
It's 15.
What is that?
What?
No, I'm serious.
The Magic the Gathering core set that comes out.
No. Not the actual game. But it.
Oh, the video else game version. Out?
No, it's
the
talking about the thing they release for like Xbox every few years, and it's terrible.
It actually looks kind of solid this year.
No, where you can kind of play Magic.
I mean, is it Magic Online? Then no, it's bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Can I do drafts?
Yes.
Against real people,
I have no clue.
If not, it's bad.
I would think so.
If I had to draft against Chandra and Jace Bellerin and Garrick Wildspeaker,
that's so cool.
It's the worst.
No, it's awful.
Oh my God, because they say stupid things like the wild will crush you.
Forget that. I'm just going back to Yu-Gi-Oh.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that at all, actually. Get this thing on the road?
Yes. Less pre-ramble, the better, I suppose.
That.
When this late in the day.
What?
Who's doing the joke?
It's not that
What joke are we going with?
The snakes, right?
The snakes, sure.
Snakes on a,
I want to hear
snakes
it.
On a plane.
So who can run Dahlia Scarith?
Literally anyone who plays Hordes other than Legion. Minions.
Scorn.
Not Scorn. Can't take her.
Cannot take her.
So it's just Trolls and Circle?
And Retribution.
Trolls, Circle, and Retribution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just literally everybody in in Hordes, except for half the Hordes.
Yeah,
I could have sworn I saw her on the table with Scorn at one point.
You didn't, or they were cheating.
Maybe it was whatever.
Right. I can take.
Infection.
So who am I attacking? I'd say I'm playing Circle, and who am I attacking?
I don't care. Pick a. I think for pick literally any caster.
Keith, we like to pick on Keith.
No, I'm not playing Keith
again. Lance, I literally just want to go take a bath in your freaking tub.
Oh, that's not awkward.
Lance, everybody at home, naked and lay in your tub for a while.
I kind of do. I just want to go sit in the jacuzzi and like put on some like soft
that's
jazz.
That's the best with the jacuzzi.
Yeah, like put some soft jazz on the speakers that are built into the wall.
Screw this
just
podcast.
Like,
let's all go.
Or you could just listen to like Game of Thrones.
Oh, good.
On the TV,
oh my gosh.
And, like,
and we could get our one listener, our one female listener.
Wait, that sounds so wrong. I feel like this might be a ruse.
A ruse?
Yeah.
A cunning attempt to trick us?
Yes.
Okay, all she right. does have my ex-girlfriend's name, and...
That's really weird.
It's super creepy, and if it's her, I'm quitting the podcast.
Well, you already know it's not.
It's not her.
Just saying.
I mean, how many people have that name in the world? Probably like one.
What's the name?
Aaron Walker.
Maybe we shouldn't have said that on the podcast.
I mean...
Yeah, people like shout-outs, right?
Lance.
Sure.
Shout out!
I mean, that's literally all Clockwork Vox does, is shout
just out. Just shout out to people.
Like, yeah, that's
hi,
true.
Welcome to Clockwork Vox. It's Alex and JR.
No,
first
it's
of all,
JR.
We are...
It's like...
Wait, what?
It's like Jacob Richardson.
Yeah,
okay,
like
whatever.
With a goofy...
Alex and JR, I just want to give a shout out to President Obama. He does a pretty good job. I want to give a shout out...
Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
I want to give another shout out to...
Oh, Alex is the best.
want to give a shout out to that that character from Game of Thrones. I can't remember his name, though.
The short one? Or
yeah,
the
short,
one that has
short,
sex all
short
the time.
One with big tits. So I don't know. I'm just...
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We could do their podcast. I like that. Let's do that podcast today.
That sounds like
Let's
fun.
Let's just go onto the forums and be like, I'm just going to pick up everybody's name.
Sounds good.
Yep.
I mean,
sounds like a plan.